Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'm going to focus on the Lord's Prayer today. So that's why I thought we should at least begin by praying the Lord's Prayer. Over the years, I've felt the significance of the Lord's Prayer. We grew up where it was said every Sunday in church. It was just a part of the liturgy, part of the, we just sang the Lord's, or we said the Lord's Prayer together. And then I heard a speaker one time talking about praying the Lord's Prayer, but not only praying it verbally, but to pray it from your, that becomes part of your life, that your prayer thing. So I do quite a bit of walking, and I've done it a lot when I'm walking. Just pray, go into the Lord's Prayer, begin it, and somehow, often I'll drift off into some area of thoughts and prayer, and I'm not with the Lord's Prayer anymore. But something moves me into a certain direction often. So I've used it in that light, but it just still continues to speak. It speaks of what he came for, who he came for. He speaks in things, in specifics that the Lord's Prayer has been for the church over the years, unbelievably a blessing to people, that we know people have learned it and it becomes a part of their life. And prayer is like that. If it's nothing more, we can say, well, we don't like rote prayers or whatever, but it brings out the Word of God to us. And I believe it's vitally important to teach it to our children, just because it's something that's there as a beginning of to stimulate us to pray in the Gospel of Luke, actually, Luke 11, the Lord's Prayer in a very limited way. It's very simply put, the writer of Luke is responding to a question of the disciples, teach us to pray. And Jesus then immediately, well, what they said is, you teach us to pray like John taught his disciples. And it's almost like they're trying to encourage Jesus to keep up with John or go beyond John or whatever. But anyway, he didn't even respond to any of that. He just started teaching them just like that. He spoke several phrases of the Lord, of what we now is the Lord's Prayer. So that was the motivation behind the way it was written in Luke and how it was said. It was very simply put, and there wasn't any extra words at all. But it was to try to teach them to pray simply. And then after that, the Lord's Prayer in Luke's Gospel, it talks about praying with, what was the word, importunity. That was one of those King James words that we didn't quite know, and yet it was a powerful word. Well, it really has to do with perseverance and persistence. Just keep, and the picture is just, you know, if the Lord doesn't answer, just keep knocking on his door. And you think that seems to be kind of rude, but the picture is there that Jesus says, just keep praying. Just keep praying. Don't quit. Don't give up. And that helps some of us, because some of us, you know, we keep thinking, oh, he don't hear me anyway. He never does hear me anyway. But Jesus is very clearly saying, as a man living with men and or human beings, keep praying. Don't quit. Even be tough with it. Don't. And that's kind of the picture we get when we think of Job. he just kept pounding away, you know. He wouldn't give up, and he was wrong, and yet he was right. And God affirmed it, you know, that he was on the right track. So anyway, that's the context of the writing in the book of Luke. But the one we're most familiar with comes from Matthew 6, and I'm going to focus primarily there. And I'm trying to figure now the reason for Jesus, or the context for Jesus giving the Lord's Prayer at this time, is a context of the Sermon on the Mount, where he's a lot of his teaching is brought forth. Now, whether that teaching was done in different places at different times, or whether this was one or two times when he just did this whole thing, like that the Sermon on the Mount was a whole series, something that was done at one time, we're not quite sure how it all fits together, but we do know that this is what was a time in which he was teaching on prayer. And the thing that I think that we need to hear from this is, before he gets to the Lord's Prayer, he talks about, and verse 5 through 8, he says, "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." And then he goes into the praying of what we call the Lord's Prayer. The picture I get here, the reason then, the context for the Lord's Prayer here, seems to focus on our hearts. Just what's going on in our heart. What's the purpose of pray? What are you praying for? What kind of things do you need to be aware of when you pray? And I think it's very important. And I think we sometimes don't know how to interpret this quite well, quite right. You know, do you go in your closet all the time to pray, or can you never be praying in public? Or, I mean, all those things become an issue. But I think he's trying to say, he's trying to check your heart as you pray. What's going on in your heart? What are you doing it for? Are you doing it to be seen by men and others, to be impressed? And I think of that. Sometimes I think of some of the prayer meetings I used to attend when I was a child, and they Wednesday night prayer meetings. And there were certain praying people. And we always thought, no, they're really good. And then I thought, and my mother was one of those. I mean, and I love my mother, and she was, I never questioned her devoutness. But I still was wondering, you know, that was just those two few people that would pray, and they did it so well. But I think he's saying, and again, we're not to be judging people in that context, but we do, Jesus was saying, there are those Pharisees who are doing that. They're out there to make a show of things. They're hypocrites. He was pretty strong. He said, "Don't be a hypocrite." And then the next context is, don't make your verbiage be the primary thing. And you know, again, and that says something about, you know, we can pray, and we think maybe if we just keep praying, or how we keep praying, or maybe it has to do with how many good words. I watch people who are really good at it, who are emotional at the right time and everything, and then I think, what's going on in them? But then I got to deal with my heart. Why so many words, or why do I think I can somehow? But then I get mixed up, because Jesus says, keep pounding on the door, keep going, and. So, but again, I think we're dealing with, again, where is your heart in all this? Are you trying to, is it a show? Are you trying to impress God with how, you know, with your words? He's saying deal with your heart. And in that context, he gives the Lord's Prayer in the book of Matthew, I think. I think that's what's coming through. I think another thing that's coming through in Matthew is it begins with this, checking your heart. And the passage in Matthew has within it the same, but Luke has it too, as one, forgive our debtors or forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who sin against us or who wrong us or, yeah, are the debtors. And then Jesus ends this teaching on the Lord's Prayer with these words, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." And I think it's interesting that he begins the Lord's Prayer. The context is dealing with our hearts. What's going on in you? What are you dealing with? Are you out to impress people? Or are you really serious about your condition? And I picture Jesus' teaching about the publican and the Pharisee in that context. The Pharisee went in and did his thing and tried to impress the Lord with how wonderful he was. And the publican went in and said, "Lord, have mercy to me, a sinner." And I think Jesus, I think if you think of that context in which Jesus gives the Lord's Prayer here, you get a picture that's a little different than the one in Luke, but it's speaking about forgiveness. Are you wanting to be cleansed inside? Are you coming to the Lord? Have you done what you need to do as you come to me? Or are you still trying to impress me and other people with how great you are, how important you are? And he said, that doesn't fit. You know, this is the way you pray. And then he goes and he says the Lord's Prayer to us. Our Father in heaven. Again, our Father. It's personal. I don't know if he's saying daddy there or whatever. There's some controversy there as whether daddy makes it too personal. But it is personal. It's trying to say very personal. And then it's also saying Father in heaven. And I believe it's saying that he's a sovereign God. He stands above and over all. He's not over only our Father in personal, but he's over all. He's our Father in heaven, the majestic one. And then it says to hallowed his name. His name is holy. We're told that the name of God is vitally important, that we do not take it in vain, because the name of the Lord is holy. Hallowed be thy name. Your name is to be hallowed. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Here's, again, Jesus taught about the kingdom. He taught about the kingdom in parables. This morning, Pastor Ryan and church we attend in Linden talked about the parable of the treasure found in the field, and that the issue, the thing there, that one sells all that he has to purchase that because it's that. He's saying this is the kingdom. That in seeking the kingdom, when you find it, you need to give yourself totally to it and somehow be. And this is, I think, this is the context. Jesus, the kingdom is something such that it's, you need to have come to the point where you receive the kingdom. You want the kingdom. And that is that context in which we're to worship the Lord. It's God's kingdom. He is the majestic one. He is our Father. He is our personal Father. The hour in front of Father, I think, is also important. We sometimes forget that the hour is vitally important in the way Jesus teaches. That word, he speaks to us as the body, his body. He teaches those who are kingdom people, those who are following Jesus. We know what we are praying about, the unity that we have in our Heavenly Father. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. I was thinking as I read that just how important food is to our lives. In fact, it can easily be our whole focus. I mean, people live for food, and we need it. We need food to live. But it just can consume our whole life. And Jesus is saying, also another thing when I've said the Lord's Prayer, I always think we say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then we say right away, give us this day our daily bread. It almost seems like we're demanding, or we can say it. It's almost a demand on God. Now give me my bread. I believe it's saying, if you know the Father, you know that He wants to give you what you need. He wants to feed you with the food that you need. He wants to clothe you with the clothes that you need. He wants to give to you what you need and what's important in your life. And so Jesus says, say it. Give me my food. Give me my bread. I can trust you, Father, that this is what you want for me. And that's kind of hits me every once in a while still. You know, well, I could at least say, please, Father, and thank you, Father. But he's just saying, you can do it. God wants to give the good things to us that he knows we need. Jesus knows the Father intimately, and he wants to pass on who the Father is. And we need to realize that this Father is way ahead of us in his concern and his care for us. And we need to hear that. Give us this day our daily bread. And then this one is core, I believe. And forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Forgive us our trespasses as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. Forgive us our sins as we have sinned, as we sin against others. Forgive us our wrongs as we have wronged others. Forgiveness is vital in learning to pray. Forgiveness is vital in our Christian life. It's a very touchy issue. It's a very serious issue. It's at the core of the gospel that those who believe come and repent and believe and come to Jesus and experience cleansing and forgiveness. And Jesus is not separate. He's saying this is vital that we take seriously forgiveness. I remember reading a writer that I appreciate quite a bit. He writes on forgiveness, Kendall. His name is Kendall, R.T. Kendall. And he writes on the fact, he said, he was preacher at Westminster Church in London, and he said, I know that the topic of forgiveness is vitally important because, he said, I know that I had more responses from people when I preached on forgiveness than I had on almost anything else. He said it brought things to them, and they wondered, it made them upset. It threw them for a loop. And many times, when he preached clearly on forgiveness and how important and vital it is to forgive, in order to experience the flow of God's grace through us, to be forgiven and to pass it on to others, mercy that we've received, and to be merciful to others. Jesus speaks of it all the time. It's who He is, the righteous one, the forgiving one, the one who saves us from our sin. I believe that if you can think of the Lord's Prayer as it comes to us from Matthew, I believe that's the primary focus. It has to do with, is your heart right, ready? Is your heart ready to look first at yourself? Are you looking at yourself? Are you dealing with forgiveness? Are you dealing with repentance? Are you dealing with the broken relationships that you have that you don't know where to go with? And that are very important, Jesus says. It's vitally important that when you come and pray that you're ready to be, not only be forgiven. See, what happens is there's a flowing thing going on there. The important thing is Jesus is teaching us at the core of the Lord's Prayer, at the core of what he teaches us about prayer is, have you received my salvation, my forgiveness, and are you passing it on to others? They go together. They go together, and if anybody here today, including myself, are stuck with a relationship issue or anything, we bring it to the Lord because we know that it's vital. We know that it's important, and it has to do with our prayer life very seriously. Let's end again with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.